Welcome, and thank you for standing by. I would like to inform all participants today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you, Bobby. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the IOC call on the 12th of September 2012. On the call today, we have Lanre Ajayi, Thomas Rickett, Chuck Gomes, Jeff Newman, Alan Greenberg, Greg Sutton, and Wolfgang Kleinrester. I received no apology for today's call. And from staff, we have Brian Peck, Barry Cobb, and myself, Matthew Ferguson. I'd like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Jeff.
Thank you, and it seems like we have a much better attendance than last week. So on the last call last week, what we had done is we've gone over the what's aptly termed the J-Scott compromise. We might need a new term for that, but we went over that document, a few of us that were on the call, and the decision was made that we'd come back to this call to see if there were any refinements that were needed, maybe check back with some of our groups. And then we would issue a two-week call for final kind of thoughts on this compromise and then put that out as kind of the recommendation or, sorry, put that out for a consensus call and put that out for kind of a call from the group. And then ultimately, if it gets through the consensus call, we would then put it out, send it to the council with a recommendation that it goes out for public comment. So this call may be fairly short, or it could be longer. So Alan just sent a note. He's having trouble hearing me, but can everyone else hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
You sound a little bit like you're in a chamber, Jeff, but I can hear you okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No,
all right, it might just be your phone. So, with that said, I think I finished that off. So, the goal, again, is to look at this compromise statement one last time, make sure we're all comfortable with it, and then put it out for a consensus call within the group to discuss in 2 weeks, and then put it out to a formal put it out to the council and put it out to a public comment period. I also do want to state that I did take the time this week, last week, or the end of last week, to call Suzanne from the GAC to see if she would be interested in her and anyone else from the GAC to join a call with us in the next couple weeks to go over our kind of statement, our position, and to just discuss it through. She thought it was a good idea, and I'm hoping that we can get something set up for probably not next week, but probably the week after. So I'm hopeful, but it's not guaranteed that we'll be able to get that call underway. Any questions? I'm hearing a bunch of rattling, and I'm not sure what that is, or papers, or... much better. So does anyone have any, this call can be fairly quick. I know Greg was on the call last week. Thomas was on the call last week. Alan was on the call. So I think the new people that we have, and Lanre was on a call. I think the newer ones that weren't on, I know Aubrey, at least is on Adobe, so I'm hoping she's also on.
No, I just joined.
Okay, great. So I don't know how much of that you caught, Aubrey.
Basically. None other than the part you said you guys were all there last weekend and you can make it a short meeting.
Well, I guess it could be real short. So what I said, I'll just do a quick recap because there were a few people on the call last week, and the conclusion we came to during the call was that we would put this statement out that you see on Adobe as kind of a consensus call for this statement. That we do that for a two-week period. That we put this out there for us to go back to our groups to just get feedback from, and then in 2 weeks, if it's positive, we would basically put it out for a consensus call within the group, and then we would send it to the council with a recommendation that it be put out for public comment.
Okay.
So the only thing today was to go through it to make sure everybody on the call understands it so that we could put it out to our groups. So it could be a real short call.
Okay, I have a quick question.
Yep.
Doesn't the number one, if we give the GAC what they've requested, doesn't that mean that IOC, RC, and GAC have no reason to cooperate with finishing a PDP in any sort of reasonable time? Is it just... I'm absolutely positive that a good part of NCSG will not accept that and will definitely need to put in a disagreement. And I think one of the things that would happen is that it basically injures the PDP. It makes the PDP more difficult. They already got what they wanted.
I don't think they'll see it that way. In fact, I think they'll be probably a little bit more, I think they'll take it fairly negative that they didn't get what they want. In other words, I think they want more than just nobody registering these names right now. I think they want finality to this, and I think there's a bigger issue at play.
But you're giving them the reserve. This recommendation is to give them the second names. To give them the names at the second level. Right? Am I understanding it correctly?
First round only, though, I think.
I think it's
2,000, that's, 1,400 TLDs that are all got this extra reservation. That's a lot, just first round only.
That's true, obviously. But I think the way that it was positioned under their compromise was that it was only temporary, and that if the results of the PDP say otherwise, then they'll be subject to immediate release, throughout whatever method or mechanism the group comes up with to release these names.
And that's the status quo impetus to not let anything happen.
So, Chuck, and Chuck, you've got your hand raised. Do you want to speak?
Sure. Thanks, Jeff. Aubrey, I think they would be motivated to participate, because if they don't, it increases the chances of the PDP coming out with a status quo recommendation. And once that comes out, if that's a recommendation, then any temporary reservations that would be put in place because of number one would be immediately removed, or removed as soon as the board approves that. So I don't see why they would be unmotivated to participate. Also, I would think they would be motivated to participate because of the long-term impact beyond the first round.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. Aubrey, you're next.
Yeah. This time I behaved properly and put my hand up, and apologies for not having done so and just blurting. I didn't mean that they wouldn't be inclined to participate. I think they'd be inclined to participate. I think the issue would be that anything other than this new status quo plus would be an impetus to make sure that nothing like that came out by whatever means necessary. And we all know, I think everyone on this call knows how to make a PDP go quickly or a PDP go slowly, a PDP succeed, a PDP deadlock. And I see, having already been given what it is they're asking for, A, decreases the motivation to move quickly, and B, decreases the motivation to possibly come to consensus on something that might be less than the status quo this decision would give them. But anyhow, I think I understand what's being written here, if that's your question. These are the arguments I think that I and others would be presenting against this, and I think this is consistent with the view that the NCSG has been putting through since the beginning of no giveaways without a PDP, period. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. I have Greg next in the queue.
Hi, it's Greg Shatton.
Actually, I have Alan next in the queue.
Okay. I'll cede to Alan.
I was just going to make a very quick comment that this is not really the place to have the discussions on whether this is a good solution or bad. A significant part of this group has said that it's something that we'd like to get formal feedback from all of the stakeholder groups from, and so we can argue the merits of the recommendation once we get that feedback. Thank you.
That is what I just said.
Yeah, no, yes, it was. I put my hand up before you had said that.
Yeah, but you needed to repeat it anyway. Thank you.
Thanks. And I just, Alan, and I'll go to Greg, but the only thing I want to say is I just want to make sure everyone on this call understands the pros and the cons as people see it in this group. So when they go back to their group, that they're able to, whether they agree with them or not, they're able to present the other side. So, as registries, we certainly understand Aubrey's viewpoint, and we'll go back and present that to make sure that Aubrey and the non-commercial viewpoint is heard. And, we would hope that Aubrey would go back to the non-commercials and say, this is why the people support it. So it's good to kind of air that out a little bit just from that perspective. So let me go to Greg and then back to Alan.
Hi, this is Greg Shatton again. I think I want to say a couple of things. First, I think this doesn't entirely give these two organizations what they want, even temporarily, because as I understand the proposal that would be made in a little more detail is that these blocks would only be in the UN languages and for the names, I think that were basically in the applicant guidebook, and that what, we had come up with proposing initially at the first level was, in basically in a whole lot more languages than that. So it's not entirely, what they want even right now. And I think that it is, up to the PDP leadership to move things along, and acknowledging that parties can try to throw a spanner in the works. And I think that, with people being aware of that, and I think that, part of what the statement is here is support for an expeditious PDP. And I think that, should be underscored, because I don't think anybody who from any perspective here wants an endless PDP, whether it's, whichever group is opining wants a PDP that just turns into a block. And that's a concern of those who may not agree that a PDP is necessary, is that the PDP is being proposed so that it could be a block. So I think, a strong statement in favor of, an expeditious PDP and clear attention being paid to avoiding an endless PDP, should be part of our statement. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Alan, did you have? I thought you had your hand raised, and you dropped it.
My hand got raised again by a. I don't know what caused it to go up again, but it shouldn't have been.
Okay,
Jeff. This is Thomas. Can you put me in the queue, please?
Sure. I have Chuck and then Thomas.
Mine is. This is Chuck. Mine's really brief. Aubrey, I want to take your thoughts back. I know they're just yours. That's fine. I would like to share those with the Registry Stakeholder Group, though, for reaction. So if you wouldn't mind putting that in, I probably can translate them okay, but it's safer probably if I take your words. If you would send a mail to the list with your thoughts, I would appreciate that.
Sure. And as an observer in registry, I mean, I can also copy that.
Oh, sure. In fact, feel free to put them right on the list. That's
right.
Right. I forgot.
Certainly. And the views are largely also from certainly from NCUC, and probably also in some sense from NCSG. But certainly I'll confirm those and, yes, call them mine for now.
Thanks.
Again, I was talking into mute. Sorry about that. I just don't want you guys to hear me eat, so I'm trying to multitask here. Okay, I think Thomas, you're in the queue next.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm not going to repeat my reservations that I brought forward during the last calls. I just have one question for you and Chuck, and that is whether you have paid any attention to or considered when preparing the updated draft, the unredacted board paper and the response or the comment by the UPU.
So I'll let Chuck respond. I'll just say that the registries, when we came up with agreeing to this position, did not have the UPU paper that had not been put out yet. But I'll let Chuck answer the substance of the question.
Jeff is correct. This is Chuck. Jeff is correct that we hadn't received that yet. We actually received that paper shortly after the registry stakeholder group call last week, and but we did discuss the issue of the IGO concerns, and that's why we felt like a PDP is necessary to not only include the Red Cross and IOC names, but also the IGO names, because we had already discussed the fact that there were some good, what we thought were strong arguments by several of the letters, the documents that actually ended up being referenced in the UPU letter, about the problems with the reasoning that had been used to exclude IGOs. And to make the Red Cross and IOC names, you know, look like they were in a special category. So whereas we didn't have the exact document, we had actually considered some of the documents that were referenced in the UPU letter. So I think in essence we had taken that into consideration.
Yeah, and so this is Jeff. The other point I made last week was I think the registries came to this sort of conclusion as kind of a balancing the, quote, harms, I'll say, which was that releasing the names or allowing these names to go now, only to have a PDP come out to say that they should have been reserved, it's very difficult to take back names, as you know. Whereas if it comes out the other way and we held the names pending the outcome of the PDP and it comes out in the PDP that, you know what, they shouldn't have any additional protections other than what everyone else has under the guidebook, it's much easier to release the names. And so I think that's the registries came down more on the side of, I would say, practicality, recognizing that we have to do a PDP. So I think that's, I think that it's almost that simple. I will also state that in terms of talking about a PDP, you know, in some feedback and discussions I've had with government representatives, I do not believe the governments are going to be happy at all with the fact that we think this should go to a formal PDP, not just because of the delay issue, but I think there's a movement going on now to distinguish between policy and public policy, with policy being things that need to go through the PDP in the GAC's mind, but public policy, which are things that the governments believe are important, that if they affect public policy, they shouldn't be subject to a PDP, but they should be strictly between advice provided by the GAC to the board without the GNSO involvement. So I will tell you there's a lot of interesting debate that's going on, and so we need to pay attention to what's going on. But I wouldn't just assume, as Avi said, that we're giving the governments what they want. I think they're going to be not happy with this at all. But, I don't think that's why we should or shouldn't do this. We need to do what we as a group think is right. So I have Greg and then I have Kieran.
Greg,
go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to, you know, say that, and noting some of the notes in the chat as well, the question would be, you know, if there is opposition to a temporary block before the PDP goes underway, what is the proposal of those opposed for dealing with names that are registered and then it's determined that they shouldn't have been? I think there would need to be a proposal. Obviously, I guess one proposal would be the PDP decides, you know, that they all should be registered. That's great. You know, no problem. Or the PDP decides that it should only happen at the second level, but the, you know, in the second round. But I don't see that there's a, at that point, that's just for reasons of practicality as well. But it would be helpful to have a proposal that is not just an opposition to the block, but a way to deal with the reason that the block was proposed in the first place, which was not to give the groups what they want, but to deal with the issue that unringing the bell and taking back domain names would be a difficult process. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Kieran, I don't know if it's Kieran or you're doing it on Jim's behalf or...
No, it's me, Jeff. Jim.
Hey, Jim.
I just wanted to clarify one thing on the UPU letter, having read that. Basically, they're not saying that they... that there shouldn't be protection for the IOC and RC. They say that they don't disagree that IOC and RC should receive protection. They're just saying that they think they should have protection as well, and they're basically looking at the criteria and saying that they think they fit into the same type of criteria.
Jeff, can you put me in the queue, please?
Sure. I got Lanre and then Thomas.
Okay. This is Lanre. My understanding of the summary of our discussion at the last call was that we already have narrowed down our options to having a PDP and to reserve the IOC and RCRC name why the PDP is ongoing. And I believe that there was a consensus at that call. Since there seems to be no objection, I don't know why we cannot simply recommend that as our position. I'm just wondering what is delaying us from submitting our position, which is which we all have agreed at the last call, and I don't know why we are still delaying that.
Lana, I missed the last couple words. It seemed to fade out. Can you just repeat that last sentence?
Yes, I said I thought we already have a consensus, and the consensus is that we should have a PDP, and we should reserve the IOC and RC names. It was very clear at the last meeting that there was a consensus. So why are we delaying submitting that position to the GNSO Council? Why is the delay? What else do we have to do?
To do the PDP? Is that your question? What do we have to do to start the PDP?
Jeff, this
yes.
is Chuck. Can
yes.
I help? I think I know what Lanre is asking.
Okay, yeah, Chuck, and then Thomas. Chuck.
Yeah, I believe that Lanre, the reason there may have been consensus on the call last week. I don't know if that's true or not because I was not on the call. I did listen to the MP3, but there were a lot of people missing and certain groups represented. So we need their input, and that's what we're waiting for right now, is getting input from the groups who were missing to make sure that everybody that is represented in the discussion group can weigh in on this possible recommendation.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's clear right now.
Yep,
now I know why we are working.
And also, just to reiterate a point that's on the chat, as far as initiating the PDP, we're all on a path to do that. The final issue report should be out by the end of this week or next week. I think Brian is what Brian had told us last week. So you know, as soon as that comes out, then the council needs to take that up and then start the PDP. I'm not sure, though, that in the final issue report they necessarily address the Red Cross IOC other than to make reference to it, if I remember the preliminary issue report. So there may be some tweaking that we have to do. But I think everyone on this call agrees that a PDP is necessary and we should start it as soon as we can. So let me jump to Thomas, and then I don't know if anyone else after Thomas, but let's go to Thomas.
Thanks, Jeff. My perception is also that there is no disagreement on the initiation of a PDP. The only thing that that I'm a little bit concerned with is the reservation of these designations in the light of the new information that came out of the unredacted board paper and the UPU comments, because I think that at least what we need to discuss and take into consideration when making such recommendation to the GNSL Council is that we need to be prepared to react to allegations that we use arbitrary criteria to grant these de facto protections and talking about harm. And let me say that I fully agree that this these interim reservations is a very pragmatic approach to prevent harm from occurring. There might be other IGOs that are eligible to getting protection that could be facing the same harm or even bigger harm. So I think, you know, for a holistic view on this, I mean, we can't provide a holistic view anyway, but at least I think we need to take into consideration what criticism we might face, and, you know, that should at least be represented in our rationale. Wouldn't you agree?
Chuck, do you want to respond to that?
Give me your main question again, please, Thomas. I'm not sure I got it.
Certainly. My concern is that looking at the UPU comments in response to the unredacted board paper, is that ICANN, when the ICANN board, when granting these protections, was using criteria that shouldn't have been applied. And even if you apply them, that more organizations would qualify for getting such protections. So in the light of this new knowledge, I think we can't just say, okay, just because these two organizations have been waiting so long, we give them these interim protections, but I think we would at least need to be prepared to give a sound answer to why we do this special treatment for these two organizations, knowing that the criteria for this might be inaccurate.
Okay. Hey, Chuck, I'm sorry for putting you on the spot. I thought Thomas was answering in light of this, why did the registries come out with this position? So that question is up. The question Thomas asked is for everyone on the call, not for you, Chuck. Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to direct that to you. So I'll just go with the queue if they want to, if you want to answer that question as well. And then I'll put myself in the queue after as well. So, Greg?
Hi, it's Greg Shatton again. I did want to answer that. I think that, you know, the UPU's comment doesn't supply us with knowledge. It supplies us with a position and an opinion, which is no more or no less than that. And, you know, as to whether ICANN used appropriate or inappropriate criteria, you know, those are the criteria that were referenced when they did have the first level. It's not for us. It's for the PDP to decide what the criteria, you know, should ultimately be, and whatever the, you know, the breadth of the PDP is, you know, they can get into that for IOC, RC, IGOs, NGOs, etc. And I think also one of the reasons, you know, the mandate of our group, you know, extends really to the IOC and RC question. So it would really be way beyond the mandate of our group to recommend that some, you know, unknown or even a known list of IGOs should also receive protection. That question just simply isn't before us.
Thanks, Greg. Jim?
Yeah, Greg really said what I was going to say. But in addition, when ICANN in the unredacted paper references the commission to outside counsel, there's a chart there in which they represent that the vast majority of countries protect IC and Red Cross, but no other organization, including UN organizations. And while the UPU is criticizing the criteria, that's an argument. I think, you know, obviously none of these groups came forward as early as the IOCRC, and there are years of studies that have gone on between GAC, the ICANN board, and the parties. So I think that, you know, we're not saying that these organizations should not have protection at some point, but I don't think the research on them has been done yet.
Thank you, Jim. And then I'll step in real quick, and then I'll turn it over to Chuck. I think the answer to Thomas's question is, although very simplistic, my answer is very simplistic as to why not the other groups and that we need a rationale. It's really the point of, I don't believe we need a rationale, because at this point, the only thing, it's kind of what Greg said, GAC made a proposal with only with respect to these two organizations, Mark. GAC has not yet made a proposal on IGOs. In fact, they've come out, the only statement that we have from the GAC so far is that the IGOs should not be treated the same as the Olympic Committee and Red Cross. Now, I'm not saying whether that will or will not stand, but that's the only thing we have to go on now. And until the GAC makes a recommendation to the board and to the council, and the council changes the charter of our drafting team, that, you know, our answer, while maybe not the most satisfying to most people in the community, is a simple, the reason why we're picking these two groups is because these are the two groups that we were asked to think about with respect to the GAC proposal. So, I mean, that's it's simplistic and it's not satisfying, but I think that's the answer. Chuck?
Yeah, I don't know if I can add too much more to that. This is Chuck. I understand your point, Thomas, and it has some validity in my opinion, so I don't want to sound like I don't understand it. And I think I'm kind of like Jeff in terms of maybe my response isn't as satisfactory as would be ideal, and that is that, you know, the GNSO doesn't have a good a great track record for working with the GAC, and I think this is an opportunity, without creating a lot of risk, for us to constructively work with the GAC and at least on a temporary basis honor their request until we can go through the full process. And so I personally believe that has some value in terms of our relationship with the GAC. Is that the ideal reason for doing something? No, it's not. So like Jeff said, it's probably less than a satisfactory rationale. But I do think in the bigger picture that it does have some value moving forward in the GNSO working with the GAC.
Okay. Any other questions? So I do think, by the way, just kind of stepping back, I do think this compromise position will actually bring both sides to the table to want to move this along quickly. It doesn't give the governments what they've asked for, yet it doesn't go the other way either. So I think both sides, or all sides, I shouldn't say both, there could always be more than two sides. I think everyone will be incentivized to come to the table. And then I do take Avi's point that she doesn't see it as a compromise, and I think that may be. So again, what I want to do is I want to put this out to the groups for a period of 2 weeks, come back in 2 weeks, that would be the 26th, if I have my days right, and then hash out what changes we think need to be made to it, understand where the groups are coming from, and send it to the council as our work product for Toronto with a recommendation that we put it out for the normal public comment period. And I'm not sure the council will need to meet before we put it out for a public comment period. So we'll hopefully have an answer to that. I'll ask Stefan whether we actually need to meet and decide as a council to put it out for public comment period or whether we could just do it. Does anyone on ICANN staff have a thought on that one?
No, Jeff, I have actually another question for you, though, with regards to the statement that is out for the, you know, for everyone to consider with their groups, and that is just a couple clarifications. I'm looking at which you know is on the screen right now, which is for the last, I think it's the last update of how it was to be proposed. But one is whether do we need to clarify, or is it the group's position that you know the names that would be reserved would be basically the six UN names for each organization? Or is it the list? I mean, I think we should need to clarify the list. And then also the other is, are these names to be reserved temporarily? Are they being reserved on the reserve list or reserved by each of the registries?
So I think those are good questions. I think last week what we decided is we didn't want to necessarily call them a, quote, reserve name. Mm-hmm. And we wanted it more referred to as a moratorium on the registration of these names. And I know that may be an implementation deal that may sound like a distinction without a difference, but I think it is. I think there is a big difference between officially putting it on a reserve list. I think that we should take the next 2 weeks to refine this proposal based on some feedback to make some of the changes that you said before we put it out to public comment.
Okay.
But let me turn it over to Chuck and then Alan. So Chuck.
Yeah, I just have a process question because. Now, again, I wasn't on the call last week, but I listened to the MP3. I had thought that everyone was supposed to take this back to their groups regardless of whether they're on the call or not starting last week, and now I'm hearing that we've lost another week. I think that's unfortunate, but if that's the way it is, that's the way it is.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think you're right in looking at my notes that I had said 2 weeks from last week. If people can come back to next week's call with some feedback, let me throw it out to the group. I'd love to shorten that time period, have people come back in the next week. But let me throw that out to the others and see if people can provide some feedback within the next week so that we can then put it out for comment. So, Alan, Greg?
Yeah, Jeff, the decision last week was definitely to make a formal decision on a call for consensus at this meeting and open for 2 weeks, because I know I said that the meeting in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, would be a day after an ALAC meeting, and I'd have an answer at that point. So I know that is what we discussed at that point. We didn't feel comfortable with the few number of people on the call formally saying it's time for a call for consensus.
So, all right, so I took notes wrong then, so I misunderstood. Alan, repeat. So we said that we would put it out. We'd come back this week, and then if there was no
and give notice that we were going to do a consensus call, and people should get feedback from their groups so that we could do a consensus call on the meeting of the 26th. So we could formally, ask for input and make a decision on whether we have consensus or not on a position.
Do the consensus call on the 26th. Okay. That seems to make sense. How does everybody else feel about that?
Yeah, Jeff, just a point. I raised my hand earlier when you were talking about public comments. Certainly work groups have always had the right to put something out for public comment before going back to council. I would think a drafting team has a similar right should we choose to exercise it. So I don't think we need to ask council, can we put it out for comment? It's our decision whether we go to council with it as the result of the drafting team and let council put it out for comment, or if we wanted to do it ourselves. I don't think there's any precedent that says we can't. ICANN staff may have a different knowledge than I do. Certainly working groups can always do that if they choose.
Yeah, that's correct. Although, I thought part of the process was to provide a recommendation to the council on how to move forward with it. So,
yeah, last week what we said is we would go back to council at that point. Council could choose to adopt the charter, which or rather the recommendation, or council might choose to go out for public comment. I mean, chances are if council sends it to the board, the board's going to go out for public comment. and we don't necessarily want a lot of them, but at some point in the process, we do need to get public comment.
Yeah, I think on the last one, we were highly criticized for going straight to the council before we did a full public comment period. I want to avoid that, and we do have a little bit of time. So let's look at the option of coming back, doing the consensus call on the 26th, and then putting it out for public comment with indicating the level of support or non-support, and putting out public comment after the 26th. This way it'll be out with plenty of time for people to discuss and have further discussions on it in Toronto as well.
Jeff? It's Alan. We work group rules don't, and I presume they apply to us as a drafting team, don't allow us to do a consensus call purely with the people on a call. We must allow a window for those on the who participate but are not on the call to give input. So we may need an extra day or so.
Well, I think what we do have a call next week to discuss any other issues, but what I'll do is I'll do a consensus call that ends on the 26th after our call. So we can hear from people, that ends that day, I'll just say. So we can hear from people both that are on the call or people that are not planning on being on the call either before or immediately after. But I take your point.
Works for me.
Jeff, this is Thomas again.
Thomas, let me go to Greg and then I'll come back to you. Or Greg, is your comment on this or something else?
It's on this.
Okay.
We did have an IPC call yesterday where we sought comment from those on the call on this proposal, and I would call it the informal position of those on the call still waiting. You know, since not that much time elapsed, still waiting to see what those who were IPC members not on the call will say in response to, you know, call for comment on our discussion list, that the position was there was not necessarily support for the position that a PDP was necessary in order to reserve the IOC and RC names at the second level. However, if a PDP was recommended, that the moratorium should be put in place.
Okay, thanks, Greg. I think that's an important distinction. But we need to be careful in choosing the words of what this compromise states or what this proposal states. If you could submit something like that in writing and maybe also, again, it's informal, I know, but if you think that's the way the group is coming down, I think that's going to be important. I think, you know, the registries also have some tweaks to this language as well, but maybe the same outcome. So if we can, I'm reading Aubrey's. Aubrey, do you want to say some of this? Because I haven't been able to follow the chat very well. So you want to make some of these comments?
Well, I've put them on the record. Basically, I think I was agreeing with you know, Alan and others have said it takes more than one phone call to set consensus. I think your dates are probably fine. I think, yes, you have to do a full comment period before anybody in the G Council takes a vote on it. And I just wanted to indicate that you can no longer speak about having consensus in the group. You could speak about having near consensus and speak about one strong opinion again, at the very least. So I just was pointing things like that out. But thank you for asking me to speak them.
Thanks, Aubrey. I'm glad you spoke up. It's hard to leave the call and follow the chat at the same time. Okay, Thomas, I know you're in the queue.
Thanks, Jeff. In terms of language, you used the term moratorium, but maybe we should clarify that these names or their treatment is not the way that reserved names are treated. So maybe we can use like quarantine names or something like that in the first place to make sure that there's no confusion and to make clear that the intention of this wording is not to grant protection as reserved names.
Okay, so the word you use is, you said quarantine?
Yeah, well, not being a native speaker, that's the best word that I can come up with, but I would definitely not use the term reserved.
Okay, I think, yeah, I do agree with you, though. That's a better term, certainly, than reserved, and I know moratorium has a connotation as well. So let's try to, I think everyone knows the intent. Let's try to come back in 2 weeks to do a consensus call or have an indication of level of support, non-support, or positions, so we get away from the term consensus. We'll do that ending in 2 weeks, but let's come next week with, or hopefully talk about on email. We haven't been doing the greatest job at this, and I'm as guilty as everybody else, to try to refine the wording so we can do things like either make it non-registrable, as Jim has stated, or quarantined, or something else where we all understand that it means that you can't register the name, but we're not giving any significance to that. We're not saying that they deserve or don't deserve protection. We're just temporarily blocking the registration pending the outcome of a PEP. So let's see if we can come out with better wording. Alan, I know you're in the queue.
Yep. I can't get excited about the wording. I think saying that they are reserved pending the outcome of a PDP is perfectly clean language. I'm not sure we need to invent a new word. The language is clear, saying it's not forever and ever, amen, but it's pending the outcome. So I prefer not to invent new words when we already have one where people understand the meaning. That being said, if I understood the IPC comment correctly, it was that they support the proposal on the assumption that a PDP is initiated. I think that was implicit in the proposal, in that we're saying we want to reserve them pending the results of a PDP. So I think all parties are agreeing that if the council decides not to have a PDP at this point, then all bets are off. Our recommendation doesn't stand anymore. So I think we should build that into the language. That was implicitly there, and perhaps we need to make it explicit. Thank you.
Alan, this is Greg, just to respond to that. I think the nuance that we were going after is that, and I heard it again on this call, is that some people are per se recommending a PDP saying that that's necessary and appropriate to deal with the IOC and RC names at the second level. And other groups are not saying that, but are saying that if that is the act of if that's what happens, if there is a PDP, that the block reservation moratorium quarantine should take place. So I think that's the nuance that's there, and I don't think I don't think this is merely a recommendation to put in place the blocks. The other half of the question is whether we're actively recommending a PDP or just saying that if a PDP or happens, we want the blocks, but that we don't recommend a PDP, or that we are abstaining from a recommendation on the PDP.
I mean, if we knew today that council was rejecting was not going to hold a PDP on the larger IGO issue, I think the outcome, the recommendation of some party people in this group would be very different than what's on the table today.
So why don't we? It may help to do a consensus call on the first issue of, do we actually all recommend that we do a PDP on this? I'd also actually, Greg, be curious to hear the rationale of the IPC as to why they believe a PDP is not needed on this. And I'm not sure if you're prepared today or you need some time to actually convey that.
I don't have that today.
Okay. I would
I'll
be
up for you.
I know I'm curious about that, and I would bet that some others in the group would be curious as to the view of the IPC as to why they do not necessarily feel PDP is necessary to decide this issue. So it sounds like we need to put out a couple things for the consensus call. The first one being you know, are we correct in the assumption of the group? You know, obviously, we know of one group that doesn't feel that a PDP is necessary, but as far as everybody else, does everybody else agree that a PDP should be done on this? And then two, if there is a PDP, then this is what we would recommend, the compromise. That makes sense. And I haven't looked again at that closely at the wording of the compromise to see whether that naturally follows. Avi?
Yeah, I guess at this point I'm getting a little confused that I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is that we are putting forth with near consensus in this group. Is it that statement that we're looking at? So, yeah, we've got a data, but I've gotten confused now. Thanks.
Thanks, Avi. No, I think you're right to be confused. So, I think what we were initially talking about was this statement here that's posted right now. When you're putting this particular statement. But through this call, it seems like there's some wording tweaks that we may need to do or clarifications. And then as Alan pointed out, and is that we had assumed that this statement was based on the premise that there would be a PDP on this. So up until Greg gave the IPC position, we had a consensus, if not unanimity, that we all believe a PDP should be done on this. But it seems like at least the IPC does not support a PDP, that they believe it could be done absent a PDP. So I'm trying to kind of figure out and break it apart now to make sure I'm not combining concepts. So, Greg?
Maybe what we need to do is to decouple the two concepts and get kind of consensus on call for consensus on one and then the next. There may be people on the call for who initiating a PDP would be something they would support in consensus, and the block is something they would not support. And then there may be some who support both the call for a PDP and the call for a block, and others who don't support the call for a PDP but do support the call for a block if a PDP does in fact take place. So I think we need consensus on each point, not on a package.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see that as well. I know Aubrey agrees. So I will do that when I issue the consensus call. And let's come back, when we come back next week, let's come back and fix any wording issues. I'd like to see some communications on email. Alan, you have another comment?
Yeah, I guess I'd like clarity before next week on what it is we're asking about. Certainly in my case, I'd like more than a week's opportunity to discuss it with my community. Our community is rather nested deep, and you know, doing it in just a couple of days is going to be problematic. So I'm suddenly now hearing new things completely that I didn't think we were even talking about.
I think Alan, it boils down to two basic questions. The first call is, do we support a PDP being done on this subject? Right. I mean, I can word it. We can word it a lot better. But should there be a PDP? And then the second question is, if there's a PDP, what is the level of support for this proposal that's now on the screen?
That I can accept. But that implies that if there is not a PDP, we're back at square one with no outcome.
Correct.
Okay. Fine. If that, I understand that. I can present that.
Yes.
It's not a very satisfactory answer for someone who's participated in this group as long as some of us have, but yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're back at square one.
Pretty close.
Right.
In terms of getting agreement, we may well be.
That's right. Well, I mean, look, if there's not a PDP on this, I don't think there's going to be agreement from, just judging from all the calls that we've had on this, it doesn't appear for whatever reason, the council turns down the PDP or doesn't vote in favor of a PDP, my impression is, and you all could tell me I'm crazy, but it's my impression that the status quo is really the only appropriate recommendation that would get any sort of, I don't think we'll have any consensus on any solution.
Jeff, it's Alan. I think if council doesn't approve a PDP, the board will force the issue and request another issue report, which does force a PDP. But I'm not going to put words in their mouth. I can't imagine the PDP not being approved given the low threshold.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay, so just to recap, two questions for consensus call that we want to have finalized by the 26th. We'll do close of business everywhere in the world on the 26th. That would mean 2359 and 59 seconds in the last time period on the 26th. On these two questions, on the question of should there be a PDP, and if there's a PDP, essentially this proposal. Next week or during the week, we should be emailing with wording changes if we think we can make things clearer. Next week, we'll have a short meeting to kind of come together and see where we are. Just as a status check, if we need to reword anything. And then in 2 weeks, if you haven't provided your feedback via email, support or non-support, we'll try to get the temperature on the phone. And then we'll ask that this be put out for public comment after the 26th. That's plenty of time before the Toronto meeting. And Jim has asked the question of can we get what's on the screen? Brian, can you resend that around? Actually, Brian, why don't you resend it to me? I will send it around with the list of the two questions and attach this to the list of the two questions.
Okay, sure. I'll send that to you.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Kieran, for the so for future notice, if it's on the chat line, it's Kieran, but if it's speaking, it's Jim. All right. Thank you, everyone. Any last questions before we break?
I think we should all go get together and buy Jim his own ID.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, Bobby. You may now stop the recording.
Let me disconnect.